It's Jake and Mino. Mino's been in here for Dan all week.
I can't believe we're here.
Tomorrow, you'll have intentional grounding in this space, and then I'll do the 3 to 7 program with Davey Lane. And then Monday, I'll be here with Monty, and then I'm gone.
That's right.
I'll be here Sunday for pre and post. Nice full day of Cowboy programming here on the ticket, starting at 9:30. So we were telling the story the other day that Mino and I had never done a show together, but we spent so much time together and experienced the very special ticket bond between board op and producer. You spent a lot of time in there, and half the time you're kind of doing your own show for each other, for no one else. And especially with YouTube and, of course, with Twitter, social media, a big part of it was we would just show each other videos. Like, hey, look at this. And it would be two Komodo dragons fighting each other. We found 10 of those. But one of the first ones that we really got obsessed with and we would just play for each other all the time was one of the most viral videos in the history of the internet. It dropped back in 2014, and it is known as Shovel Girl. It was featured on TMZ. It was featured on Huffington Post. The national morning news shows were talking about
it. Dr. Phil talked about it.
And it's the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. And it didn't matter if it was the first time or the 100th time. I could not stop watching this video. So joining us right now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, welcome to the ticket, Shovel Girl. Hello, Miranda.
Hi, guys.
How's it going today?
I'm doing pretty good.
How old are you now, Miranda?
I am 23 now, so it's almost been 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're, 13, 14 at the time?
Yes.
Were you interviewed quite a bit in the immediate aftermath of the Shovel Girl incident?
Actually, I was set up to go on to, WWE and do a lot of interviews. I was supposed to go on TMZ, but I went to jail after that for a whole year. So by the time I got out of jail, it was a lot harder to get a hold of people and still set up the same kind of thing because, you know, things like that are more like a one-minute
fleeting
type deal. Yeah.
Okay, well, a lot to unpack here. So you went to juvie.
Yes, juvenile jail. It was not my first time there either.
Okay, so what was the history there with the juvenile detention?
Well, okay, so when I was a juvenile, I just got into a lot of trouble.
Sure.
I grew up kind of rough. I grew up kind of poor, and I went to jail a lot. Ended up on felony drug court for smoking marijuana, by the way. It was marijuana,
ooh.
Right? It's legal now. I do have my medical card, but so I ended up on drug court, and because I was on felony drug court, because I also did try to steal a vehicle and cut off my house arrest bracelet, that was where the felonies got involved.
Heck yeah.
But, it was a probation violation, and since it went so famous, he did put me in jail, and he would not let me on social medias until I graduated drug court, which wasn't until I was 17. So I didn't get to get back on social media for 3 years after that.
So you couldn't even see that everyone was talking about this?
No, you weren't even able
to take it all in. Okay, so your assailant, what was her name? Is it Meg?
Emily.
Emily, what sort of time did she get?
She got community service. Me and my family did not press charges on her. The state picked up charges, and because I guess she received a lot of death threats, she had to quit school, things like that. They ended up just giving her community service, which I think is unfair, in my opinion, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like you've moved on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since then.
So this fight, watching the video of it, it seems like one of those, hey, let's meet at the flagpole after school and fight. It seems like it was a pre-planned thing that this was going to happen. I believe it was at her house is what it seemed like watching it. What caused this and what was the planning going into this fight?
So I am originally from Dayton, Ohio. This girl lives in Bell Fountain, Ohio, which is more of like a country, like cornfields type area. What happened was is she had a boyfriend that lived in my area, and I didn't know that was her boyfriend, but we started talking and stuff, and we started doing stuff or whatever, and she got really upset. She stalked me on social medias wanting to fight me for, I would probably say, 6 or 7 months, just kept wanting to fight me, but she lived too far away. And one day I was at a party in Bell Fountain, Ohio, and so I was partying. I was like, okay, I'm going to get a hold of her. And I got a hold of her, and I asked her if she wanted to fight me, and she said, come to my house. And I walked through 6 cornfields to get to this girl's house, and then walked through 6 cornfields to get back after getting hit in the head with a shovel.
Okay, so, but it didn't immediately pop off. It seemed like there was some,
you got
delay.
To see the chickens.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, I really wasn't as upset as she was. You got to think, it was her boyfriend. She was upset. I'm more from a city-type area. I'd never really seen chickens like that. I really wasn't that mad. When she asked me to see the chickens, I thought maybe we were going to end up talking it out. She saw me. She was like, oh, man, maybe I really don't want to fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I also think the whole situation was really weird. I was 14. I was really young.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's kind of you're fighting a little bit there. And I would actually have been scoring the round for you. Emily had some fairly slow hands, and then out of nowhere, she threatens, I think, to get a BB gun first. Is that correct?
Yes, a BB gun. And then I was like, BB guns don't hurt. Go get it.
Yeah, pull up. Yeah. And so when she retreats to withdraw the BB gun, she does not come back with a BB gun. She comes back with a shovel. And at that point, it seemed like you kind of knew, I gotta start backing up. But it was too late. It was too late, Miranda.
Yeah, I felt like when I seen her grab the shovel, I knew that it was a steel spade shovel, and they have the sharp points on the end.
Yeah.
So if she would have bit.
Sorry, Miranda, you can't say that one.
Yeah, it's weird the words they let us say. You're fine.
You can say poop or stuff like that.
No, you're fine. You're totally fine. So then she does hit you with the shovel. Were you like unconscious at all? It doesn't seem like you got knocked out.
Actually, the doctors were very surprised. They said a grown man would have at least been put to sleep, but I did not get knocked out. I shattered bones in my skull behind my eardrum and had a severe concussion for 6 months. I was, like, throwing up, seeing stars with, like, severe headaches. But I actually didn't get knocked out, no, which I've never been knocked out in my whole entire life. It's crazy.
This is Shovel Girl joining us here
Miranda.
On the Hang Zone. Miranda, so have you talked to Emily since then? Have you either wanted a rematch or
just bury the hatchet either way,
so to speak, and become friends now?
Shovel.
I would do like a boxing MMA type rematch thing and like a 10-year anniversary type deal. I just don't know if she would want to. I did get to see her once. I started a high school that she happened to be attending, and she dropped out the same day. She left. She was like, I'm gone. So I have tried to, like, reach out to her, but she just doesn't say much, I guess, or anything to me.
Okay, so then you after you get hit with the shovel, you and some friends had to walk. Like, what are we talking distance-wise? We don't have cornfields down here, so I don't really know.
Like distance-wise, I would say a long time. I would say a good, like, 35 to 40 minutes distance. Hmm. And my friend that I was with, his name is Josh, I was bleeding from the inside of my ear, and it's, like, going down my neck. And he's like, it's okay. I have a first aid kit at my house with some Band-Aids. And I'm like,
I don't think that's going to cut it.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, I don't think that's going to work out. I'm just letting you know. Like,
clear one thing up for us. Was there a mom there? Was there an adult present?
There was an adult present, and when she ran to the door, the girl that I was with, cousin, ran, which you didn't get to see it very much on video, but you can kind of see it if you watch it back, runs up to the door and punches her mom in the face.
Okay, yeah, now we're just kind of in full melee mode at that point.
Yeah, everybody's just upset, which I think mostly the girl that I was with that was supposed to be my best friend, I was more upset that she didn't do more about the fact that she just saw me get hit with a shovel, I guess.
And who uploaded the video?
That was Josh.
Your friend.
And yeah. Well, he was my friend, but he ended up uploading the video, ended up getting to, like, move to Florida and do a bunch of stuff. And like I said, I haven't really got to do anything with the video. I want to do more. I just don't know where to start or, like, what to do. You know what I mean? But he ended up doing a lot with that videography and getting a hold of a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it made it all the way. It was on TMZ. Mm-hmm. It was on TMZ on television.
They actually also talked about it on Family Guy. I don't know if you guys know that. But
we'll have to find
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Did they have somebody get hit with a shovel?
No, Peter said, I'm going to go across the street and hit Quagmire in the head with a shovel like a white trash YouTube star. And I was like, oh my God.
So when you were made aware of this video, when it was, you were made aware that it was viral, were you noticed everywhere you go? If you were in school at the time, would they just constantly say, oh my God, it's Shovel Girl?
Yes. I would say like the first, like I didn't go to jail for 3 days. Until after 3 days that it happened. So the first 3 days that it went super famous, I was like getting noticed in public. People would come up to me like, oh my God, you're Shovel Girl. And I'd be like, yeah, I guess that's me. And then after I got out and like years later, I wouldn't say that they noticed me as much as they just knew who I was and would ask me about it eventually after they started talking to me.
Well, that's nice. It sounds like you have a positive disposition about this whole deal. Do you have anything going on now? How's life?
Now, currently, I'm in college for psychology.
Nice.
I plan on either getting a master's or a PhD. I want to help people that have been through like similar things that I have been through.
Getting hit in the head with a shovel.
Yeah. Well, and the social pressure of it. Yeah, everything that comes afterwards.
The social pressure, plus just the stuff that I went through as a kid besides that. I had a lot of other traumatic events. I mean, I was fighting like that at that age for a reason, I guess.
Right. No, that's very, that's very cool that you want to... You know, turn that into something positive for people.
Yes.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to promote?
No, that's about it. But if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's just Miranda Fugate. No spaces or nothing like that.
Okay, so the last thing we need from you, this is our liner. It's an audio autograph. Basically, you would identify yourself, give your name, and then, you know, probably also add, I'm Shovel Girl. And I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
I'm Dan.
Okay, I got you. Right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Hey, this is Miranda, a.k.a. Shovel Girl, and I never listen to Jan and Jake on the ticket.
Thank you so much. Miranda. This has been quite the joy. Let's keep in touch, and good luck with your studies.
Yes, thank you, guys.
See you, Miranda.
See ya.
Well, that was fun.
There she goes, folks.
Shovel Girl. We'll find out why today doesn't suck next.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
What does Meatloaf do on his birthday? What are the plans? Are you going to save it up for the weekend?
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right, it's 2:57, and here is Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Tito's Handmade Vodka and E.T.'s Market and Bakery brings you, for one last time, the Shovel Boys.
All right. And joining us in studio here today, oh, by the way, special thanks to Shovel Girl.
Yeah.
It is the Hardline. Bob, Corby, and
Yes, okay, good.
You guys missed a very funny part of Shovel Girl that may need to be revisited at some point, and that is...
When she got hit in the head with the shovel?
That was funny. That's definitely funny.
Dave.
But every time that she would, like, kind of respond to you guys and tell a little story, and she was like... And then, like, what you didn't see on the video was that my best friend, she went over and punched the mom in the face. Ha! And there was, like, a laugh punctuator. Yeah. It really awkward moments, too, like you wouldn't expect to...
Yeah.
After the mom got punched in the face. Ha!
I did 3 years in jail.
Yeah, it's a very Ohio story.
Jake and I both looked at each other when she said she was in jail, and we're like, all right, who wants to ask her?
Yeah.
We have to know.
Yeah. And that video occurred when she was 13, and she'd already been to jail for stealing a car.
And I want to know more about this friend that moved to Florida that's gone on to great things because of...
Yeah, trade portfolios.
Yeah.